If you're willing and able, would you stand as we read this familiar portion of Scripture? This is probably the most well-known, well-read miracle our Lord ever performs. The miracle of Him walking on the sea to go to His disciples who are in distress. But I am hopeful that even though this Scripture is familiar, that God will ring some truths in our hearts that will challenge us as His people. Verse 22 says, "And straightway Jesus constrained His disciples to get into a ship and to go before Him unto the other side, while He sent the multitude away. And when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up unto a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, It is a spirit. And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. And Peter answered Him and said, Lord, if it be Thou, bid me to come unto Thee on the water. And He said, Come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped Him, saying, Of a truth, Thou art the Son of God. You can be seated tonight. I realize that sometimes we encounter storms in our lives because of unwise choices. There are times when we are disobedient to our Savior's command, or we rebel against His will for our lives. And God sends a storm our way. A prime example of that is in the life of Jonah the prophet. God said, "Arise and go to Nineveh." And Jonah said, "I am not a-going, I am going to Tarshish." But God sent out a storm to bring Jonah around. Sometimes storms arise because of our rebellion and our disobedience. We would be wise to listen to what God's man has to say. We would be wise and prudent to heed the message that God brings to our hearing as we gather on the Lord's Day. But may I remind us tonight, these disciples were doing exactly what the Savior had commanded them to do. They are in the process of going to the other side. And they encounter a storm of wind. This was not just a momentary storm. It was a storm that lasted for hours. They had rowed nearly all the night. And Jesus come right before dawn, walking on the water. He came to their aid and to their rescue. But the thing that I want to look at tonight is how Peter responded to the Savior. For Peter said, "Lord, if it be thou, or since it's you, bid me to come unto thee upon the water." And then the Bible said in verse 29, "And he walked on the water to go to Jesus." Tonight, in my heart, I want to preach for a few moments on getting to Jesus. Tonight I realize that many have been praying. And I'm here to tell you, he's a God that will answer your prayer. And this evening, some of us may be praying about certain matters. Maybe a rebellious son or a wayward daughter. Maybe upheaval in the home or about a job situation. Maybe there are other matters that have laid near your heart. Those would be admirable prayer requests. They would be admirable things to desire of the Lord. But tonight, I believe everything else ought to take a back seat to the fact that we just need to get to Jesus. Tonight, Peter recognized that his only hope for deliverance, his only means of getting through the storm, was for him to get where Jesus was at. And tonight, sometimes we want him to come where we're at, but there are times when we must go to him. He makes himself available. He comes by our boat, and we can come to
him tonight. What we need is to get to Jesus with everything we have. That's what Peter wanted in his heart. That is a biblical example. That is a biblical challenge to every one of us. You'll find that there are others who were not going to be satisfied until they got to Jesus. That woman with an issue of blood who had no right to be in public. She was unclean. She had no right to even be near a crowd, much less pushing her way through. But there was something in that a widow woman, that sick lady, that drove her to Jesus. Even in her weakness and her bodily strength being decayed, she made her way. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I would be whole. And tonight it's not so important that you really hear what I have to say. It's not so much important that you hear what Brother Scott may have to say, but it is important and necessary for you to get to Jesus tonight. That's first and foremost in your heart and life. Tonight, I just want to mention about three things that will keep you from getting to Jesus. They're found here in this familiar story. You'll find that there are things that will stand in your way and mine of coming to where Christ is at. Number one, you'll find that storms will keep you from getting to Jesus. You see, the disciples were in a storm. The book of Mark said that from the mountainside he saw them toiling in their rowing. That simply meant that they were exhausted. They had rowed for hours. They had fought against the raging wind and the high waves. And now they have come to the end of themselves. And when Jesus comes walking on the water, there was one in their group who decided he wasn't going to let the storm keep him from getting to Jesus. I can just hear some of them say, Simon Peter, what in the world are you doing? You've laid down your oar. Don't jump overboard. Don't do what you're about to do. But Simon Peter knew that he could not let the storm keep him from getting to Jesus. And his desire tonight was not so much experiencing a miracle of walking on the water as it was a must of getting to Jesus. He said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee. That's what Peter longed for. And that's what Peter desired. So much of the time we're looking for the blessing instead of the blesser. We're looking for the Lord's doing for our life. instead of being in the presence of the Lord himself. Oh, tonight, it's not so much what he can do for us, but it's just simply getting to where he is and sit down where he's at. Behold him in his glory and honor him as who he is. Bless his name. But Peter did not allow the storm to hold him back. Did you know that there's a lot of folks that are living at the mercy of their storms? There, they've simply surrendered to their storm. And they've said, I reckon I'll just ride it out and do the best I can. And tonight, I understand sometimes we have to just stay with it. And we have to stay with the ship as Paul did. But I'm just here to say tonight, you can't let the storm overwhelm you. You can't let the storm keep you from getting to Jesus. Oh, tonight Peter said, whether the winds are blowing and the waves are reeling, I've got to get to Jesus. Some of you are in the storm tonight. Some of you have storms in your family. There's upheaval in your home. There's trouble down at the job place. There's upheaval in your social life. And tonight, the storm has got you overwhelmed. That wayward child, that lost loved one, and surely we ought to carry a burden. Surely we ought to call on the Lord for their help. But tonight, we cannot let our storms keep us from getting to Jesus. Oh, tonight, it's a must. It's a necessary thing for you and I to get out of the boat and go toward the Lord. James puts it like this. Draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. You make a move toward him, he'll make a move toward you. But many are living at the mercy of their storms. It overwhelms you. That's what you think about at night when you lay in the bed and sleep flees away. You're overwhelmed by your storm. That's what you think about on your job or riding down the road. But tonight, if you can just get to Jesus, leave your storms behind and say, sink, swim, or die. I've got to get to him. I've got to have his help. I've got to be in his presence. That's the only thing that's going to help you in the time of the storm. But storms will stand in your way of getting to Jesus. There's a second thing. You'll find that signs will hinder you and me from getting to Jesus. The Bible said here that the disciples saw him, Jesus, walking on the sea, and they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit, and they cried out for fear. What they were simply saying is this. They all concluded. They all saw him. It's what the scripture says. And they deducted that he was a ghost. That's what the word spirit means. Ghost. Now, I'll be honest with you. I've never seen any ghosts. But I sure have thought there's been a lot of boogers around my life at times. But they saw Jesus. And really they thought this was a sign. An omen. They said, boys, you might as well quit what you're doing. It ain't gonna help. We're sealed for the destiny of death. There's no way we're gonna get out of this storm alive. There's a ghost, and it's a sign. We're never gonna make it. And tonight, did you know there's a lot of people in the church house that are living by signs? They're overwhelmed by what they think are omens and what they think are signs. And they have a spirit of hopelessness. They feel like there's no use to pray. There's no use to be faithful to church. There's no use to read the Bible. It's never going to be any different. But I'm glad, hallelujah, there's one old boy that got out of the boat. He said, I'm not a living by signs. I'm not a going by omens. I've got to get to Jesus. And the book of Mark said that he would have passed them by. He didn't come, get on board their ship and say, boys, I've arrived. No, he made himself available. And they had to make the choice of going to him. And tonight, aren't you glad? Every time we come to church, the Lord doesn't force himself, but he does make himself available. And tonight you can get to him if you can get beyond your signs. That spirit of hopelessness. There are people probably in this congregation tonight. You say, preacher, there's no hope for my husband. There's no hope for my children. No hope for my father. I'm just here to tell you tonight, there's nothing impossible with the Lord. And if you live under signs and omens, you'll never get out of your ship. You'll never venture your way to go to Jesus. But hallelujah, if you'll just be like Simon Peter, you can head toward the Lord and bring it all to him. Signs will keep you and I from getting to Jesus. Storms will keep us from getting to Jesus. But there's a third thing tonight. The ship will keep us from getting to Jesus. That ship was seaworthy. That ship had proven itself time and time again. That vessel had weathered many storms. And tonight, in no way am I advocating that we need to get rid of the ship. Because even though Peter began to walk toward Jesus, and when they came into the ship, they were halfway across the sea, but when they came in the ship, John says they were immediately at the shore, at the place of their destination. The disciples never had traveled that fast in so little time in their life. But that did not become the normal way of crossing the Sea of Galilee. They continued after the miracle to use their ship time and time again. And tonight, there are some things that we do not need to throw away. You don't need another Bible. You don't need another way of worship. Tonight, what's been working will work on. But I am saying sometimes we get in our ship and we're scared to venture out toward the Lord. We get in our comfort zones. We are not going to do but so much, and that's it, preacher. Now, it's all right for you to get up here and tell us that we ought to be at church on Sunday and be here at prayer meeting. But there's no need of you shaming us because we don't come to revival service. You see, we're in our comfort zone. We're going to do just as much as we want. And there are those that said, well, I'm going to come Sunday morning and Sunday night, but I'm not going to be here prayer meeting night. I'm going to come Sunday morning and Sunday night, but you don't need to look for me at Sunday school. I'm just going to come Sunday morning, and I'm not coming back to the next Sunday. That's the comfort zone of a lot of people tonight. They're in their ship. They're not going to do any other way. But I'm glad, hallelujah, Simon Peter said, whatever it takes. If it takes coming to church every day, if it takes being in Sunday school every Sunday, whatever it takes, I want to go to Jesus. I want to get to Him. But the ship can keep you from getting to Jesus. You can say, I'm just going to ride it out. But thank God there's some Peters tonight. Some disciple who says, if I don't get to Him, there's not going to be deliverance. There's not going to be help. I've got to get to Jesus tonight. I'll be honest with you. There are so many times I've never got to Him. I've let the storms overwhelm me. I've let the signs put fear in my heart and a hopelessness in my expectations. And there are times when I've got to, in the comfort of the ship. Oh, but tonight, I'm just here to tell you, we've got to get to Jesus. We've got to be like that woman with the issue of blood. We cannot be satisfied until we touch the hem of His garment. Tonight, some of us need to bring our needs to Him. Some of us need to not let our storms overwhelm us, but get to Jesus. For you find, as Peter came to the Lord, you say, preacher, he didn't make it all the way. I understand that, but he went farther than any other of those disciples. And when he began to sink, he didn't look back at the boat and say to them, boys, I need your help. No, he was looking at the one who was on top of the water. And he said, Lord, save me. And aren't you glad he reached out his hand? He stretched it out. And he called him and lifted him up. Aren't you glad the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save? Hallelujah tonight. We've got to get to Him. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Nothing short of that is ever going to give you any victory or any help in your life. Would you stand tonight while they get a song of invitation? That's the message of my heart tonight. We've got to get to Jesus. You say, preacher, there's certain things I want, and I understand that. But tonight, can I just tell you, we've got to get to Jesus. He's the only one that can help us. He's the only one that can hold us. He's the only one that can handle our storms. And tonight I'd rather have the touch of His hand reaching out and catching me going down than to depend on somebody else. Oh, tonight we need some Simon Peters that'll not let the crowd stand in their way, but say, I've got to get to Him. I've got to get to Him. I must. I can't live any less than that. Would you come tonight?